Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 610 News Radio 92.3. Speaking of doing the running, man, you can definitely do it to that. So the video has been released, body cam video of Officer Roper engaging with Michael Kimbrell at the Food Not Bombs feeding on Friday. And I'm going to play most of it in its entirety, but, you know, broken up into pieces. So what happened is, first, you see Officer Roper turns on his body camera, and he starts talking to a couple of people that are at the event and thinks maybe they're the organizers, but they tell him eventually that they're not. And so he goes over to find what eventually becomes Mike Kimbrell, who, you know, I mean, if you know Mike, he's a very recognizable person, you know. There's more on that in a second. But, okay, so this is how it all begins.
I got you. I'm about to say, I'm not always here right at 6. I don't know if that's always the thing. I'm aware. Yep, I'm aware of him.
That's he's talking about Michael Kimbrell when they pointed out that he was one of the organizers. I'm aware of him, okay?
No, I appreciate it, though.
They're offering him food to eat, and he says no.
I know. You want to talk over here so they can keep doing their business? I'm not going to kick you out tonight. I'm not like that. I'm sure you would disagree with what I just said, but...
I would like to believe you're not going to say one thing and do another.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not kicking you out tonight. I'm not going to be that rude. You guys already have everything set up. I'm not like that.
Just one note early on is he's promising not to kick him out, not to stop the event, not to be rude. He knows who Mike is enough to know that Mike is sometimes problematic for law enforcement. And he kind of said that, like, I'm sure you wouldn't agree with that, which is kind of a weird thing to say, you know, but I have a lot of thoughts as we go through this, by the way, trying to be as fair as I can to everybody. Anyway.
Future reference, my only concern is that City Park closes at dark, and I don't want it to, if you guys are going to do it, I don't know if you can do it a little bit earlier. I know with it getting dark so early, it's stupid. Or if you can see about contacting the city and getting like a permit that way you have it for, let's say, 5 to 7 or something like that. That way it can be worked with. That way, you know, because technically what's going on right now is everyone in here is committing a misdemeanor because they're in the park after hours. Am I going to go writing everybody a violation of that? No, I'm not going to do that. But,
I would like to think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so this begins very well. Right? I mean, he says, look, everybody here is committing a misdemeanor, but I'm not going to write everybody a ticket. I'm not going to interfere with the thing you're doing. I'm not going to, you know, I just want you to know for in the future, and I'd like you to either maybe do it earlier so it's not after dark or get a permit or whatever. The only, my criticism of any of this is really how it could have been done better. And that is not to say that it was done wrong, but how it could have been done better is it could have been a, you know, hey, I'm Officer So-and-so, you know, and the reason I came over here is because we have an ordinance on the books that says the parks are closed after dark. Are you the organizer of the event? Yes. Were you aware of that ordinance? Yes or no? You know, okay, so, you know, in a technical sense, everybody here is committing a misdemeanor, and obviously I have to, you know, observe that, but I'm not interested in getting everybody in trouble. We're not trying to cause a fuss, you know. I just wanted to make sure that was happening. You know, you could have done it just a little bit differently by asking questions more than kind of engaging in, you know, statements. But that's how it could have been better is kind of what you have to think of throughout the entire event. Then they continue.
I don't want it to start progressing to where people start complaining or whoever does anything, and then it starts becoming a hassle. I want to make sure you're following the proper channel so that way it's like, hey, we're here legally. We're good. It's kind of like how Palfox Market can be early.
Yeah, so he's trying to set it up so that it's not in violation. Right?
We believe we have a First Amendment right to be.
You don't. That's not how that works.
Okay, so Mike says, we believe we have a First Amendment right to be here. And Officer Roper says, that's not how that works. You don't. Okay, see, remember what we talked about with Thanksgiving fights? There's always the opportunity to ask questions instead of making statements. You know, well, I mean, what makes you think that? What makes you think that you have a First Amendment right to be here? Mike would have had an answer. I don't know what he would have said, but you don't have to just disagree. It's not, again, not that it's wrong. It's just there's other opportunities for how to handle things.
So, but that way, I'm just going to document it as I told you, that I've talked to you, just, you know. But either you got to figure out not in the park, or you got to figure out, get a proper permit, or you need to do it earlier than at sunset. So, if you can work on that, I'm going to leave you alone tonight. but try to work on that for me. Do you guys do it every Friday?
Yeah.
Or every set?
For 14 years.
Four,
since
Friday. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
So, you know, again, taking Officer Ruppert at his word, and I have no reason not to, he didn't know this happened. He was unaware that the feeding was taking place for, you know, a long time, 14 years, as has been made, you know, clear in a lot of the reporting, that it was going on for a long time. And, you know, still, he's trying to find a simple solution, either do it earlier or get an exemption or something, because, you know, if he's, I mean, maybe he's been assigned to the to a new beat. Maybe he's walking downtown where he hadn't been doing that for the prior 6 or 7 years he's been on the force. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. No accidents to report to you, nor delays. Everything is rolling smoothly. I-10, I-110 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. The encounter continues, and here's where it starts to get a little bit more escalated. Not really yet, but this is where it starts to get a little bit, you know, less super friendly.
Since 2011.
Okay, I got you.
You know, so you're,
I'm what?
Well, you're causing a problem where there hasn't been a problem.
Well, I mean, it's still an issue because it's still a city ordinance violation.
Right, and law enforcement officers have the right to not enforce a misdemeanor.
Correct.
And you're telling me that you're deciding to use your discretion
tonight,
to enforce
correct.
It. No, I mean, not tonight, but yes. In the future you are going to choose to use that discretion against us. And so
I'm not using discretion against you, because discretion isn't something you use against.
Okay.
Just discretion is only
so
used
exactly
at, by amount of
opinion. Anything?
It's not harming. It's you're just still committing a misdemeanor. That's what you're currently doing.
And you look forward to enforcing it in the future.
So,
no, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, roger that. Let me go and get your ID, though.
So it's a misdemeanor to be in the park after dark. Discretion is the alternative to not enforce when somebody is committing a misdemeanor. And so Officer Roper is right. He's not using discretion to enforce. He has the alternative to use discretion not to enforce. And he's already using discretion by not enforcing against any of the other people. What he's saying is in the future, you know, this can't continue under these circumstances because I do have an ordinance that I have to enforce. And, of course, you know, Mike is a little bit picking this fight, saying that, you know, well, it's been going on for 14 years, and so he feels entitled to do it, which is a very understandable reaction after having been a participant in this for so long. And he apparently has this handshake agreement that the mayor talked about yesterday, so, you know, Mike feels that he's in the right. And the officer feels that there's an ordinance, and he's not wrong about that. And so you have a bit of a miscommunication, but also there's a bit of a, you know, disagreement that's brewing here, right? Let me go on.
Okay, roger that. Let me go and get your ID, though.
And by the way, the whole ID thing is, if you're going to write a report or if you're going to write a warning, either way, you get somebody's name so that you can write the report or the warning. In Florida, you do not have to provide an ID to an officer just for being on the street or in anywhere, unless you are suspected of having committed a crime, a misdemeanor in this case. So asking for ID when he's committing a misdemeanor is allowed. That's allowed because he's got to identify himself. But, you know, I think there's some philosophical issues here where precisely because Michael doesn't feel like he's creating a misdemeanor, even though he acknowledged that he was, and even though he says you can use discretion, and if you wouldn't make that argument unless you recognize it's a misdemeanor, right? You have to recognize it's a misdemeanor in order to bring up the question of using officer's discretion to not enforce a misdemeanor. But, you know, I think Mike has other issues with regards to, you know, identifying himself solidarity-wise with the homeless or the, you know, the undocumented and so forth. And so that's part of the background on his, you know, kind of psychology here. But we'll go on.
I mean, we can go ahead and I'm documenting this.
Solidarity.
If you refuse to identify yourself,
Peace, yeah, you're going to arrest me, like
yes.
You did my friend Peace.
And I will.
And he is still currently
getting the help apparently he needed.
No.
Okay, so there was a prior incident involving a guy who goes by the name of Peace. There was apparently an allegation of battery. The officer had his wrist scratched. Apparently, I'm just judging by what the video has said. And so, that's the backdrop of his interactions with Roper. Okay, that's what they're talking about.
No, he's not, man, because...
Like, have you talked to him?
That scratch on your wrist...
Have you talked to him?
That scratch on your wrist was not a battery on a police officer.
And if that's what you agree with.
No, I mean, it's... There has to be malicious intent, you know?
The intent, like, and so the intent to touch or strike. There's,
he, yeah, and he
so
had
he
no intent.
To, and
no,
so he didn't intend. I'm not going to argue with this about this.
Mike, we've watched the body cam video.
That does,
so, man, like...
That's, and not
need,
intending to hurt isn't what...
So like, you need to leave.
Mind your, no, you need to leave.
No, sir. No, sir, I do not.
So go ahead and give me your ID, or else I'm going to go ahead and place you under arrest. I'll let everybody else stay for the night, but you're refusing to identify yourself. So you're taking this a step above.
You know who I am. You've already said you know who
I don't remember your name. I recognize you is what I said. I don't know your name. I'm bad with names. I recognize your face. I know you because I remember down at City Hall. I've dealt with you before. You're also the dude who went and did the locks on the
right, so you
the things.
Find out who I am.
I could,
I mean,
but I'm going to find out from you.
Okay, because you want to press an issue.
No, because I...
No, you do want to press an issue.
Because why do I have to go do extra research? No. So,
no, I mean, but you do. You want to press an issue.
You could tell me your name instead of handing me your ID. I'm cool with that, but we're either going to do that or I'm going to take you to jail because you're refusing to identify yourself.
Okay, so here's where a lot of off-ramps were missed, right? First of all, Michael didn't need to tell him to go away. That was escalation. At that point, Roper didn't need to say, or else I'm going to arrest you. That's escalation. Neither of which had to happen. Is the officer within his rights, within his power, within the law? Oh, yeah. I mean, certainly. Does that mean that the very best thing was done? Again, I don't think so. The question about identifying him is that Roper says he recognized him but didn't remember his name, and so he just wants his ID for his name, so when he writes the report or the warning, he has a name to attach to it. And then Michael says, well, you know who I am. And he said, well, okay, I could have asked somebody else for your name, but why should I have to ask them? You're committing a misdemeanor. I just want your ID so I can write the report. That's all. We're not going to arrest you. But now that you've made it an issue, now that you've made it kind of a squabble and a disagreement, now we've got trouble, which again, at this point, he still could have not done that. And just a general observation. This is, again, so much in the sense of how could it be done better? My perception of Officer Roper, who I do not know, okay, but throughout all of this seems like he's got the right intentions, at least in the beginning. The hardest thing to do sometimes in a confrontation is to just pause and not answer and take a breath and back up and back off, and I totally understand why he wants to engage and discuss and fight and argue. Argue is a better term, not the fight. But I really think several times in this particular situation, slowing things down a little bit and just not saying what comes to the top of your mind and instead saying, hey, okay, tell me more about that, or okay, I understand that you don't want to produce your ID. Here's the problem that puts me in. Now we're talking about a misdemeanor, and I'm just trying to write a report to go with this body camera video that I've got. I need to identify you for the report. I really don't want to have to arrest you. I don't want to have to even deal with that. But could I please have your ID, or could you at least tell me your name, which is actually going to come up? It's some of these things are matters of, like, tone. You know, tone and pace are a big deal of interpersonal interactions.
But we're either going to do that, or I'm going to take you to jail, because you're refusing to identify yourself. And I'm not playing this game.
I haven't refused to do anything.
So are you going
to
give me your name?
Okay.
You're going to give me your name?
But you know who I am.
I don't know.
But you did. You already
I recognize
you know
you.
Who I am
so
when
just
you walked up.
So because so, I know I recognize you. But again, so I'm not playing this game. Are you going to tell you?
But you
tell
are.
Me your name.
But, I mean, you're coming down here.
What's your name?
Like, you are coming down here trying to start something where there isn't anything.
This is the last time I'm going to say it. What's your name?
So you're going to arrest me?
You're refusing to identify yourself, so good. Put your hand behind your back.
No, he's not. He says I'm refusing to identify myself, even though he said he knew who I was.
I said I recognize you. I don't know your name.
No,
do you know my name?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It is...
Exactly. So she remembers my name, not you. Roger that. See? But you knew who I was. You recognized me.
Okay.
So.
Because she answered faster than I did. Obviously, I don't know who you are.
So many off-ramps not taken. By Mike, too. Like, loads of opportunity for Mike to have done better. Loads of opportunity for Officer Roper to have slowed down or de-escalated. And, again, I agree with the mayor. I don't think either one, neither one of them started off wanting to get into an issue. Both of them, at points, took the alternative to increase. Not dramatically. It could have gone so much worse than this. But it also could have gone a lot better than this.
Being arrested. No. Would you like to take the keys so you can leave the park?
Hold on, real quick, before you take it, I'm just going to search them, and then I'll give you the keys.
What are you arresting me for?
He says back up for refusal to identify.
He says I refuse to identify.
We all do.
Yeah. That's fine. I already said I'd be nice to everybody else.
Yeah,
I asked just those names so I could document it. Because I asked the doctor to come back up. Back up. Here, we're going to walk over there.
And they're getting close. So he's telling them back up 25 feet.
He's 25 feet.
That's the law in Florida.
10:15. I'll have his 14 in a little while. Roper. R-O-P-E-R.
It's the same person that arrested Keith.
We've heard of you before.
Yep, I'm glad.
All right, so takeaways, everybody could have done better. Everybody could have done worse. Were either of them looking for a confrontation? I know there's a lot of speculation that Mike seems to be looking for a confrontation. If anybody's looking for it, it seems more to be Mike. But then again, somebody might look at Roper and say, well, it seems like he's kind of looking for it a little bit too. It just made me sad watching the whole video. None of this had to happen. All of it could have been done better. We all want there to be able to be feedings for people who are hungry. None of us want to see, that kind of activity at odds with law enforcement. It was frustrating to watch. But like I said, it could have been done a lot worse. And it could have been done a lot better. 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've got one accident on the books right now at 87 just north of Whiting Field over in Milton. They've got the road shut down there, and they're turning people around. So just be aware of that if you're having to go 87 northbound. Thank you for the tip on that one. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 all look good. Seeing some minor delays. Highway 29 as you approach 9 Mile Road. Just about a 4-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
By the way, I just want to be super clear. I am not saying that Roper did anything wrong. I'm just saying I think there were opportunities to do it better. I do think there's ways you can look at how Mike did it and a couple of things he did wrong. Okay, so if there's going to be blame in the case, I do put it more on my good friend, Mike Kimbrell. Okay, but both could have done it better. That's, to me, the key takeaway.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Logic clearly dictates that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
All right, so I got a bunch of texts here on the video that we've just been walking through, and I want to give a chance to look at some of those. Somebody says, the officer was being a pain. He knew who he was from the beginning. The fact the Roper says I'm going to arrest you, the rest can stay. That seems inconsistent. Somebody says Mike was begging to be arrested. He was trying to do this. Somebody else says, Kimbrell is playing games with his name after committing a misdemeanor. He absolutely deserves to go to jail. That cop was being extremely reasonable. This guy is supposed to be a community leader, but he won't show a cop an ID. Such a simple thing, but he's acting like a petulant child. All caps, you're not the boss of me. Somebody else says it's a common tactic for these peacenik activists, our professional rage baiters. He knew what he was doing with the small tactics and the self-righteous deflecting. He was escalating in hopes of provoking an over-response. Somebody else says, I've always taught my children compliance to requests from police officers. All Mike had to do was give his name. Somebody says, all the police officer wanted was just 1 ounce of respect from Mike. The official should not have to beg you for your ID. Just tell him your name and it would have ended. Let's see. You can tell that Mike had an issue with even being approached. If anything, he was close to inciting violence again against the officer at the end with the yelling about peace, the other person. I think this is an incident. It's a great reason for additional police training when dealing with the public. Furthermore, I think there needs to be high school training where students can take a class about how to deal with law enforcement, EMT firefighters, what to do in various situations, when to call 911. If the general public had baseline expectations of what's considered appropriate and respect, a lot of situations like this would go better. I think adding to the problem were the people in the background throwing their 2 cents in. And somebody else says, once Mike acknowledges misdemeanors being committed, should have handed Roper his ID and gotten the warning and next time pull a permit. Roper was being professional. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of truth in most everything that y'all said about this.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. The White House is defending a second strike on an alleged drug boat in September after reports surfaced that the Secretary of War gave orders to a special operations commander to kill those that survived the first strike.
Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Lawmakers are demanding a congressional review. Millions of Americans from Tennessee to Maine are under a winter storm watch with powerful system bringing rain, ice, and snow.
We've got these impacts spanning all the way into the densely populated I-95 corridor, unfortunately, which means some people could see on their commute to work this morning either cold rain or snowy conditions.
That is Fox Weather's Katie Byrne reporting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 58 right now. We've got cloudy skies in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's on the way in just a few minutes. Pensacola's mayor chiming in on the controversial arrest of homeless advocate Michael Kimbrell. He said it really all boils down to ambiguity with the handshake agreement 14 years ago. He said Kimbrell would now need to be going through the proper channels to get a permit for those weekly Food Not Bombs feedings at MLK Jr. Plaza.
There is a rule on the books, clearly, that the park closes at night. That said, this is an effort that's important to our community. And certainly you guys know me and my background growing up in this community, and that trying to help our homeless community is important. And we do appreciate and applaud those efforts of folks that are wanting to do that.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, he held a press conference yesterday, said he wouldn't be able to comment on whether the charges against Kimbrell would be dropped or not. He had to refer those questions to either PPD or the state attorney's office. Now, Pensacola police did say the officer had no intent on arresting anybody, but took Kimbrell into custody when he refused to identify himself. PPD says they're not against feeding the homeless, though, and they have volunteered the use of their parking lot for those feedings until a proper permit can be obtained. The Florida Highway Patrol is stepping up patrols on I-110. They had a patrol over the week Thanksgiving weekend to catch drunk and reckless drivers. And troopers say during that event, they made 8 DUI arrests, 5 criminal arrests, and 3 super speeder arrests. They also issued multiple traffic citations for other violations. The enforcement detail targeted drivers that were speeding during one of the year's busiest travel periods. And troopers say their goal was just to keep roads safe for families that were traveling during the holidays. Well, Gulf Breeze is considering a first-of-its-kind safety measure for schools. Police Chief Rick Hawthorne asking their city council to allow community donations to fund a dog that would be trained to detect guns on campus. Now, the estimated cost for that would be $16,000 to $18,000. The idea came after a high school student brought a gun to the school last year, left it in an unsecured locker. Hawthorne said, even one threat is too many. Now, that canine would also serve as a therapy dog for elementary and middle school students.
Santa Rosa School District is supportive of the plan. The city council will be voting on whether to allow the police department to accept donations for the dog. Well, fans are mourning the loss of a rapper in Palm Beach County. Boca Raton police announced yesterday that poor Stacy died on Saturday after an incident. No other details on that were released. TMZ.com says he suffered a medical emergency at a hotel. He was only 26 years old. Senator Rick Scott is backing an effort to block dangerous products from getting into the country. Scott introduced the Destruction of Hazardous Imports Act yesterday. He said that would crack down on the reimportation of products previously rejected by the FDA as harmful. Scott said it'll close the loophole that allows importers such as China to attempt the reentry of dangerous goods. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Apple Market. They make catering the holidays easy. Fresh, delicious meals for any gathering, stress-free and festive. Order today. Apple Market, 1021 Scenic Highway in Pensacola. Still dealing with the accident on 87 northbound, just north of Whiting Field. It's a roadblock in that situation. They are turning cars around, so you definitely want to plan an alternate route with that one. Let's see here. I-10, I-110, they look like they're flowing smoothly. I'm not seeing any delays there. Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road from 10 Mile Road, seeing some minor delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And right now we've got 58 degrees with cloudy skies. Let's get a check on our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Clouds are going to clear out as you head through the rest of your morning, high near 59 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 39 degrees. Going into Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 57. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. Rain chances will increase as you head into your Thursday, 70% chance of showers with a high near 58. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 54. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 58. Cloudy skies. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your Money Now. Oil prices are slightly lower on worries about geopolitical risks to supply. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $59.17 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $62.95 per barrel. Tesla's CEO Elon Musk said the U.S. has been a beneficiary of talent from India, while adding that the H-1B visa program has been misused by companies. President Trump in September raised the H-1B visa fees to $100,000, disproportionately affecting Indian workers that make up more than 70% of H-1B visa holders. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett has been dubbed as the clear favorite for the next Federal Reserve chair. President Trump recently told reporters that he has decided who he will pick to replace Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell at the end of his term without providing details. Futures are slightly higher. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 427, the NASDAQ down 89. That's your Money Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks. Rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit PlayPensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pecola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Beach Lighted Boat Parade and Fireworks is Friday evening, beginning at 6:30. Check it out from the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Wahoo's Winter Nights begin Friday evening and goes through the holidays at Wahoo's Stadium. The walk-through holiday light display is open from 6 to 9, Friday through Sunday, and open every day beginning on the 19th. Enjoy the festive food, drinks, lights, and Santa. See visitpensacola.com. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care this morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care today at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stores.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3.
Informative. Local. Dependable.
President Trump and Secretary Hegseth have made it clear that presidentially designated narco-terrorist groups are subject to lethal targeting in accordance with the laws of war. With respect to the strikes in question on September 2nd, Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes. Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
So, Caroline Leavitt, yesterday in the White House press conference, addressing the ongoing controversy over the Venezuelan drug boat strikes, particularly the one from September, which was shot twice, apparently, on whose order, with what specificity, under what justification for the rules of engagement, those are the questions. She says it was all done well within the rule of law and the law of war. Yeah, but the particular illustration of violating the rule of war, according to United States documents, is even that if somebody is no longer a combatant and in the water in a destroyed naval vessel, that's the person you rescue, not the person that you kill. So this is much more complicated than she is letting on, which, of course, her job is like an attorney. Her job is to always represent the president as being right, or represent, you know, the people within his agency as being right. I would have trouble being a press secretary because I would be the one to be like, yeah, no, we got that one wrong, you know, but maybe that would make me a good press secretary because it'd be one you can trust, as opposed to kind of always being a homer on, you know, always defending, always articulating your side of things only. But okay, she continues.
I would just add one more point to remind the American public why these lethal strikes are taking place. Because this administration has designated these narco-terrorists as foreign terrorist organizations. The president has a right to take them out if they are threatening the United States of America and if they are bringing illegal narcotics that are killing our citizens at a record rate, which is what they are doing.
This is a really complicated topic. I mean, you want to make it simple, okay? The advocates say they're threatening the lives of Americans, bringing their cocaine and their meth and their fentanyl over the border and killing people. And therefore, if we kill them preemptively, it's perfectly right. We're saving Americans' lives. Yeah, but if they were driving an RV, could you just bomb the RV off the road? Some would say yes. I would say maybe you need to learn the law a little bit better. it's not quite accurate. International water makes it more complicated, but not all that complicated. What if you bomb the boat and the boat gets destroyed, but then you have two guys swimming in the water, can you then send in another bomb or rocket and kill them? Well, generally the answer is no, because they're no longer combatants at that point, if this is a war. Also, what if they hear you coming and they try to turn around? Are you justified in attacking them when they're no longer coming at the nation? Well, that's what seems to have happened in this case, or the allegation is that's what happened in this case. So it's not only that they turned around, but also that, you know, after the boat got destroyed, they went ahead and second strike against the people that were in the water. What's the justification for that? Well, these are the questions that are being asked.
And under the previous administration, there was enough fentanyl trafficked into our country to kill every American man, woman, and child many times over. And so that's why you've seen a drastic difference in this administration's policy with respect to the last. And it's one of the many reasons that the American public reelected this president and support this Secretary of War in conducting these strikes.
Biden was terrible at this. Trump is just cleaning up the mess. Okay. In principle, I get that. But I also get that we have rules and laws and structure and limits and restraint and the Geneva Convention. And, you know, there are all kinds of things that the president doesn't get to do just because he was elected with a popular mandate to fix whatever crap Biden screwed up. And advocates of what the president is doing need to acknowledge that. Just like critics of the president, I think, should acknowledge that getting things done that were not done before, fixing a problem that was left, is a prima facie justification that the president, in trying to take out these, you know, traffickers, if they really are doing that, looks pretty justifiable. But the circumstances matter. Is it on land? Is it in the water? Were they turning around or were they proceeding forward? Were they already destroyed or, you know, were they engaging in ongoing activity against the United States? These are all, these nuances all matter. These facts all make a difference. And I think sometimes the easiest way to figure out if you're just playing bias or if you're playing by a fair system of principles is to ask, well, what if it were done the other way? What if, and here it's hard to maybe come up with a great example, but, you know, what if Canada or Mexico, you know, said, look, if you come into our country with guns, Mexico, or, gosh, I don't know what would be the example in Canada, but guns, let's say, and we think that you're running guns into our country on a boat, we're going to blow your boat out of the water. And they started blowing American boats out of the water. How would you react? You know, what if you were some foreign nation and we were sending in the SEALs in a covert operation and they managed to figure it out and blow the SEALs out of the water and they said, you were coming to destabilize our government or you were coming to assassinate somebody or you were coming to, you know, rescue hostages or whatever you were doing. And we decided to take action first. Well, how would you think about that? I mean, it's easy to take the side of the country whose goals or whose leader you believe in. But the reason we believe in the rule of law, the reason we believe in principles of justice and procedures that are designed to show that we're civilized and not just vigilantes, is because it's supposed to work for everybody, on behalf of everybody, evenly and fairly. And that's why we're raising questions about this. And I'll say about this what I have said many times, which is I still want to know more. And I think where the administration is failing is that they're just not telling us enough, nor are they telling Congress enough. And that's why I want to see a declaration of war or an authorization for the use of military force or just better evidence. Because grainy FLIR imaging, you know, is a boat that seems to not have, you know, Kewpie dolls and Christmas presents, but seems to have other stuff on it. I'm not sure. And even if it were evidence, we normally interdict instead of destroying. And then when the Secretary of War borrows the Franklin the Turtle series books and makes a fake art cover with him blowing narco terrorists out of the water with his RPG, we don't use RPGs from Huey's, by the way, but, you know, you get the point of the picture. It doesn't lend itself to the notion that we're doing this in a measured, calculated, rule of law obeying sort of way. It looks like he thinks we're Rambo and we're justified. John Pick, even though Rambo's got its own nuances. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. 87 northbound, just north of Whiting Field. The road is still blocked. They are turning people around, so just be aware of that. And another one that happened on Blue Angel Parkway and Triad Boulevard. We've got a vehicle crash with roadblock in that area. Other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And I will say one thing that I had not put together until yesterday, which is, you remember the video that the six elected, you know, congressmen and senators put together about a disobey illegal orders? And we said at the time, that the two possible things they might have been thinking about, which I think they failed by not specifying, but the two things they might be thinking about is the Venezuelan drug boat strikes or the presence of the National Guard on the streets of America for, you know, what seemed to be sort of dubious emergency purposes. You know, deploying of American military on U.S. streets is allowed in some circumstances, not allowed in another. Anyway, those were the two cases. What if Mark Kelly knew about this story before he put the video out? I don't know that he did. But what if Mark Kelly knew about the reporting that was going to be in the Washington Post and knew that there was a second strike against people who were no longer in their boat after the boat had apparently been turning around already? What if that's what he had in mind when he starts talking about illegal orders? Because if the general orders you to shoot non-combatants in the water after a boat's been destroyed, oh man, I tell you, as a soldier or a sailor, I don't want to be the one pulling that trigger. And he did say yesterday in a press conference where he talked about the investigation against him being conducted by the Department of War, I think is the one. I think it said Department of Justice one time, but I think it's the Department of War that's actually doing it.
It's a dangerous moment for the United States of America when the president and his loyalists use every lever of power to silence United States senators for speaking up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is a concern, which, again, if it were being done to Republicans by a Democrat president, if the strikes were being done by a Democrat president against alleged smugglers of drugs, I mean, you always have to, or if it were being done by another country, if another country declared that, not even declared, just their executive, their president, started doing this without consulting whatever their legislative body is. These are the questions you always have to ask. But I also, always trying to be fair, I come back to, do I think the world is a better place without 84 drug dealers, who I think they probably were, and their boats and their drugs? Yeah. But means matter. The way you do it matters. I also think the world is a better place because we follow the law and the rules of warfare, and it matters that we do it right. Ends matter and means matter. And one of the things that is, I think, always going to be a problem for me with this particular president is I don't think he cares about the ethics of means at all. I think he only cares about end results. He is fundamentally a pragmatist. Whatever the thing he wants to accomplish, doesn't matter how he does it, as long as he gets it done. And that is part of why people elected him. But that is also problematic because that's not how our system works. That's not what our civilization is built on. It's not built on ends-only considerations. 437-1620, I'm Andrew McKay.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, okay, hotshot. We're going to see what kind of soldier you are. Reveille's on 500.
So I'm sitting here thinking about the narco-terrorist boat, the second strike against the guys who are in the water. And, I mean, that sounds like an illegal order to me. But if I'm the guy having to pull that trigger, do you disobey in that circumstance? I mean, you're going to get court-martialed if you do. 100%. But that's the point. I think that's what, you know, that's part of what I think Senator Kelly is getting at is, you know, we shouldn't be putting them in these kinds of positions. Let's have some clarity. Same thing we're dealing with the MLK Plaza thing. Let's have clarity so we don't have these problems. Not that clarity will prevent all problems, but clarity can prevent a lot of them. 655 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. 87 northbound just north of Whiting Field is seeing some roadblock in that area due to an earlier accident. They're actually turning cars around, so just be aware of that. And South Blue Angel Parkway and Triad Boulevard, we've got the intersection blocked there. And then we also got a tip. There's a car in the ditch at 10 Mile and Highway 29. And if you're going southbound, it's backed up a little. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texted me and said, as a longtime Marine veteran of many decades, retired, that's an unlawful order. I would not tell my Marines to do that. And I asked, would you pull the trigger? He says, I wouldn't. I could be she. I don't know. I will tell them, go ahead, write me up, because I'm not going to fire at them. I mean, that really is, at least at the line or over the line, right? And, you know, if you're talking about disobeying illegal orders, you have to disobey illegal orders. Otherwise, you can get charged. I mean, you know where this is going to go is if they get a video, and if the video shows that the boat had turned around, and then they fired, and then they were issued another order to fire again, you can easily see a circumstance with the person responsible for the second shot, anybody in the chain of command or action, is possibly going to be court-martialed over this. Possibly. You can get in trouble for obeying an illegal order, too, if it's an illegal order, right? That was the whole point of that video. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says he wants to see National Guard troops in New Orleans before Christmas. Landry said he spoke with President Trump yesterday, and the president said the troops will be in town within 2 weeks and stay in New Orleans through Mardi Gras. The World Health Organization is now recommending GLP-1 drugs as a tool for managing obesity. The WHO publishing new guidelines Monday in the medical journal of the Journal of American Medicine. They said the drugs, which include Eli Lilly's Zepbound and Novo Nordisk's Wegovy, represent a new chapter in the shift in how society approaches obesity. Some of the results from Cyber Monday's sales are rolling in, and Adobe Analytics was expecting total online sales to top $14 billion. Maybe a little bit short of that. Apparently, it was coming in at about $9 billion as of last night. That's all because you didn't do your online shopping.
Yeah,
Andrew.
I know. Results lag all because of me. David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you've got a kid who loves math, and, you know, students should love math. They should be good at it. That will make them better prepared as adults. That will, you know, they will enjoy their education better, because it's no fun to struggle through a subject that you've got to take year after year, and that never gets better, right? If it's bad now, it'll be worse next year and the worse the year after that. Go to Mathnasium. This is literally what they do. It's a completely free assessment to see what your kid might be struggling with. And it's not just like in general struggling. It's, you know, these are the six keys that they need to have by the ninth grade. And these are the 10 they need to have by the 10th grade. And they can figure out which one are they missing. And then we can work on that. Or maybe it's a conceptual thing. This is the part of understanding the idea of what's going on that they're missing. My son was a tutor at Mathnasium for a year. We're dear friends with the owners, and it's a fantastic product to help your kids be better at math, to enjoy math, to get better grades, all the things that they're going to need. It's right next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport. Like I said, the assessment is completely free, complimentary. There's no obligation. It's a great opportunity for, you know, you and the kid to kind of learn what's going on. And then if, you know, you do decide to become a client, they take step-up money, you know, so it's very easy to work with them. 94% of parents report an improvement in their child's math skills and understanding. 90% see an improvement in school grades. So it is a program that we believe in. My family, I mean, we help, you know, my son was a tutor. So we really believe in it. And math matters. Go to Mathnasium.
Stream us at NewsRadio 92.